Get your family vehicles ready for summer driving with early Memorial Day deals at Dobbs. Click on GoToDobbs.com for money saver tire and service deals today. Dobbs, with 43 locations, real deals are always close by.
Hi, I'm Dan for Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers, here to share the easiest way to buy tires. Come to Dobbs. With the best tire brands and the biggest inventory, you'll get your tires the same day at the lowest price, guaranteed. Next time you need tires, get into Dobbs.
Ferrario and Tanner Hendrickson. I'm Brandon Kiley. As Tanner just mentioned, we are very happy to be joined right now by the newest St. Louis Cardinal starting pitcher Steven Matz, joining us via the Brown and Crouppen celebrity line. Steven, first of all, congratulations on signing with the Cardinals. We're thrilled to have you. How you doing today, man?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. I'm extremely excited to be part of this team.
Absolutely. We're thrilled to have you. So I wanted to start out by asking you, because earlier today we talked to Phil Regan, the former Mets pitching coach, who I know you have a great relationship with. He asked us if you're going to be joining him down in the Dominican. He wanted to make sure that we asked you about that. He said there's some great golf that's taking place down there right now, and it sounds like you would be able to get some innings down there for him.
You know, he did text me after I signed congratulating me and asking me if I needed to come to the Dominican to get a little tune-up. So obviously he knew that I would do that. But I love Phil. He's such a great guy, and he's really helped me a lot in my career.
Well, he sold us on it, Steven. I mean, I was ready to pack my bags and get on an airplane to get down there with him for that. But speaking of your former pitching coaches, we did talk with Jim Riggleman yesterday as well. And, you know, he gave us a little interesting insight. He said you were one of the fastest players on that Mets team. And he said he believes you'll be one of the fastest players on this Cardinals team. I'm just curious if you feel like you can beat Harrison Bader or Tyler O'Neill in a foot race, or if we need to, like, schedule something like this in spring training.
Oh, man. Last year being in the American League, didn't do too much base running. So I'm not gonna talk a big game there. There's some pretty athletic guys on this squad. So
what do you think that would look like if you and Harrison Bader ended up getting in some sort of a foot race? Do you think you would be able to take him?
No. He's too fast.
We're talking to Steven Matz here on 101 ESPN, new Cardinals starting pitcher joining the show. Steven, what sold you on St. Louis? What was the reason why, when you went into the open market, and I'm sure you had a bunch of different options on the table for you, what sold you that this was the best possible fit?
Oh, man. You know, at the end of the season, you know, last year, you know, St. Louis, obviously, they went on a run there, and it was a really exciting team. And I know they traded for Lester and Happ, and those two guys were going to be free agents. So I knew that, you know, maybe I was hoping they were a possibility, because I've always just had a ton of respect for the Cardinals organization and the players they have. And, you know, the past two decades they've been winning. I've seen them win World Series. And so, obviously, you know, that just right there is like, man, if they call, I'd be so honored. And then, obviously, the defense behind me, Nolan Arenado. I mean, he's one of my favorite players. I mean, he's unbelievable. Goldschmidt, you know, some of the mix between veteran and younger guys. And then throwing Yadier Molina. It just checks all the boxes. You know, it's only less than a five-hour drive from my home. My wife's a musician. She's traveling a lot. You know, hopefully start a family soon. So, you know, a lot of those things. And when they called, I got really excited. And, I'm just really happy and thankful that it worked out.
Steven, is that something as a free agent you pay attention to? A team that has Gold Glove winners on it, a team that, you know, prides themselves in defense and pitching. When you're a pending free agent, are you paying attention to all of that in the offseason?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's definitely a big added bonus. Obviously, you want to go, you know, now at this point in my career, I had a small taste of the World Series in 15, and then this year had a little taste of winning and, you know, playing meaningful games, even though we didn't make the playoffs in October. And so, you know, that's a big thing is, you know, I want to be on a winning team. And when you got good defense like that and good players like that, that's something that you look at. And, you know, especially with this Cardinals team, is really exciting.
Steven Matz joining us here on 101 ESPN, joining us via the Brown and Crouppen celebrity line. Steven, what was this offseason like? Like, specifically for you, but I would imagine for players as a whole that hit the market going into what is obviously going to be an uncertain time for the sport. How much did that play into the, kind of speeding things up for your process and players as a whole right now?
Yeah, I mean, I know I can speak for myself personally. You know, I wanted to have some certainty going into, you know, who knows how what's going to happen with this. You know, I don't know really how this thing's going to play out. And so I wanted to have some certainty. I wanted to know where I was going. I wanted to have a relationship with the staff at this point and kind of have a plan. And me and my wife kind of have an idea of, you know, what the future is going to look like here this coming year. And so I personally, I wanted to really know where I was going before this stuff, whatever is about to happen, goes down. So that was just my mine and my wife's personal preference.
So Steven, last year in the shortened season, you were with the Mets, and I think it was about six games that you started, and then the next season, this season, you pitched for Toronto, and I mean, you had 14 wins and nearly pitched 30 games. Did something change for you personally in your style or your pitching from 2020 to 2021, or was it just that shortened season that had an effect?
You know, I definitely did change a little bit. You know, it's funny because I came into the 2020 season. I was throwing the hardest I did in my career. My stuff from an analytics point was moving like it never had. I was really excited. I came out and threw a good game my first game. Then it kind of went sideways a little bit. And I think it was really just finding an identity of who I am as a pitcher. And, you know, I give a lot of credit to the Blue Jays organization for, one, taking a chance, and, two, kind of working with me to figure that out, because the stuff wasn't a problem. The stuff wasn't the issue in 2020. It was execution and how my stuff plays. And so just finding that identity was a big deal in 2021. And Pete Walker over there, the pitcher coach of the Blue Jays, and some of their guys. And it really was a simplified thing, but I think ultimately that's really what helped me.
Is it easier to trust your stuff? I ask this not knowing the answer, but is it easier to trust your stuff in the zone when you have a defense like they have here in St. Louis? I mean, you look to your left and you've got Paul Goldschmidt. You look to your right, there's Nolan Arenado. And then in the outfield, you've got a couple of guys that won gold gloves. Does that make it easier for you as a pitcher?
Absolutely, yeah. When you know you can, you know, fill up the strike zone and put them in play and try to get quick outs to go deep in the game, I mean, you know, it builds confidence in yourself. It builds conviction in your pitches, which ultimately, you know, when you're convicted in what you're throwing and you can trust the guys behind you that they're going to make not only the average play, but they're going to make the great play too. I mean, you know, that only adds to the success. So,
you know, Steven, we referenced that we talked with your former pitching coach, Phil Regan, earlier in the show. And, you know, he talked a little bit about how he worked with you on the mental side of the game. How important is that as a pitcher, and how much work have you put into that over these last few seasons?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, I don't think it's a secret how important the mental side of the game is, especially with a pitcher, starting pitcher, who's pitching once every 5 days. And if you have a good outing, you know, you're on top of the world for 4 days. And if you have a bad outing, you know, you got to sit and stew for 4 days. And so it's really important to kind of have a good balance. And I'm excited to really, you know, see how Adam Wainwright goes about his business on a day in and day out basis. But Phil definitely helped me out with that a lot. He had me when I was just maybe 21 or 22 years old, and then again in the big leagues. And then, you know, that's something that I pay attention to and definitely am, you know, trying to turn over every stone and trying to improve on as well, because you can never be good enough at that type of stuff.
As a follow-up on that, Steven, how much have you taken away from watching other pitchers go about their day-to-day business? I mean, you were on a team with Jacob deGrom and Noah Syndergaard, and then most recently you were on the team with Robbie Ray, who just won the Cy Young.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, and I learned a lot from I learned a lot from Jake. He's a good friend of mine, and you know, I learned a lot watching him over the years, and then to see what Robbie did last year. Hyunjin Ryu, I learned a ton from him last year. You know, he's been one of the best lefty pitchers in the game the past 4 years. I got to pitch with Bartolo Colon, and so, you know, it's just cool. You know, that's what you do. You learn from each other, and that's what I've been trying to do, is seeing how guys go about their business and how they succeed, and I'm excited to do the same thing with the Cardinals.
Just another couple of minutes here with Steven Matz, new Cardinals starter here on 101 ESPN. Steven, what do you like to do outside of baseball? Like, when you're not at the field, what are some of the things that you prefer to do?
I'm an outdoors type of guy, so I enjoy fishing. I enjoy hunting, just being outside, and pretty simple. I mean, you know, well, take the dog out and do little projects, stuff like that. So it's outdoorsy type of stuff.
I know you have mentioned, you were asked about this yesterday in your press conference as well. Your wife is a singer. She's in a band, and I know if I'm not mistaken, she's about to go back out on a short tour. Who do you think gets more nervous or anxious as they're watching the other? Is it her watching you playing baseball, or is it you watching her perform?
I'll tell you what, I get extremely nervous watching her perform because I can't even fathom remembering lyrics and singing in front of a crowd. And so she's really amazing at what she does. So I don't know if she gets nervous. She gets very nervous watching me. So it's hard to say.
Has she tried to get you up on stage and sing,
yeah,
Steven?
It's got to be.
She's got to try and get you to bust the pipes out.
She knows better.
My wife, the same thing.
Even out in Nashville, I feel like you guys have to be going to some of those honky-tonks, and you've got to be getting up on the karaoke stage occasionally.
No, I stay away from the microphone at all.
Smart man. I do the same thing, Steven. You just sit back and let the professionals do it, right?
Yeah, that's right.
He's Steven Matz, new Cardinals starting pitcher. Signed him just last week, official as of yesterday. Steven, we can't wait to watch you out on the mound for the Cardinals making starts next year. Hopefully they get all of this stuff off the field done, so that way we can talk with you again soon, my man.
Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate it.